The Ghana AIDS Control Program of the Ghana Health Service says it will engage former AIDS Ambassador Joyce Mensah to undergo a psychological therapy over her recent claims that she is HIV negative. According to the acting program manager of the NACP, Dr. Stephen Asiado, the program will support Joyce to manage the situation in which she finds herself now. He said the effect of Ms. Jijo's claims have serious consequences for other HIV patients, hence the need to support her and investigate her claims. Dr. Asiado was also unhappy about how the issue is being discussed in the media without considering its sensitive nature. He spoke to Rita Ampabing-Tete.
As far as we are concerned, we've agreed and we've also informed the other stakeholders that because these are confidential issues, you cannot disclose or otherwise somebody's status. The person's choice is the person's decision. And so what we've actually, our intervention is that, as I told you, we said we'll be engaging. So we've asked them to settle the issues amicably in the best manner instead of going public. Because for us, the effect is on the other persons living with HIV. So if somebody comes to speak and says that is this or she's not this, we will not come and contest the person. By the time I tell you whether she is or not, it means that I've disclosed her, you know, status. For me, the bigger issue is how we are dealing with the issue. What she's going through, what could be the reasons why she's doing all of that. I've said already that it's stigma.
Yeah, she declared that she was positive then as a result of the kind of stigmatization that she went through.
And she's declaring negative now.
Yeah, she's still insisting that she's negative. But
yes, and whether it is as a result of stigma, did she tell you why she's declaring negative? We are managing the other effect because there is more to it than just somebody coming out to say that I am negative when the person has declared positive.
For us here, we just want a general knowledge about the whole thing. I mean, a clarification. We just want to find out before somebody comes out to declare as being HIV positive and all that. I mean, your organization, what do you do? Yes. What do you do with the person?
No, we do a test. We take you through counseling and then we disclose your results to you. So it is a personal confidential disclosure of results. After we have done that, you have the what it takes to decide whether you want to use it for any purpose. Now, in her case, she was contracted by the commission to be an ambassador. The commission has a clear criteria for making somebody an ambassador, which includes what the person being positive or not. At that time, when she was going through all that, she fit the criteria, and that's what the commission thinks. So today, if she has come out, was there a discussion with the commission before she came out? What are the considerations? What are things? As far as the Ghana Health Service is concerned, ours is to make sure that, first of all, we render the service, we help people to know their status, we encourage them to know. When they know whether they are positive or negative, we help them to stay negative or positive and to live a positive life. We will manage it at our own level with her.
I'm still on your role as a manager I just want to... Do you think Joyce might have done this because probably she didn't go through the normal counseling that
I don't think so. It's not true. It's not. The counseling is separate from becoming an ambassador. Our counseling and testing is in our health facility.
Yeah, but her test was done...
That is our responsibility.
Yes, but her test was done in the hospital.
Yes, and therefore, at that time that we did, we can say whatever at that particular time. It cannot be, you know, so, but you see, as I keep telling you, it is not for me to come and declare her positive or negative.